Hello, everyone, and welcome to Provocative, where we bear it all. You know, we cuss, we get ratchet, you know, we are classy, but above all else, we are people on our own journey. I appreciate you all, and please enjoy. Okay, so today, if I haven't mentioned, my name is Chloe. I'm a little new to this, a little nervous about it, but anyways, we're gonna proceed. So today's episode in the series of self-love, self-care, and everything in between, we are going to talk about the topic of refocusing on yourself. So it's a quote that I found online, and unfortunately, I couldn't really find the person who made the quote, because when I tried to find it, it seems like it was a different person each time. So I'm just going to say anonymous. It says, give yourself the same care and attention that you give to others and watch yourself bloom. So what do I mean by refocusing on yourself? I feel like refocusing on yourself means re-evaluation. Like, take the time to really sit down and readjust your goals to fit your current situation. Listen when I said current situation. Sometimes, and most times, and all the time, things never go as fucking planned. They never do. So I feel like you can set concrete goals, things that you are going to do regardless. However, if you are going to do these things regardless, you have to be prepared for the sacrifice and the issues that come with it. So when you reevaluate yourself, and you're going to do this all the time, I feel like reevaluation is something that will never die as long as you are a person who is willing to grow and wants to grow as a person. So, excuse me. So I feel like you really need to just sit down, readjust your goals to fit your current situation. Say you're going to school and you have children and you are no longer getting that daycare or that benefit or things like that, maybe you should sit down and try to figure out what other options there are for child care. Parents, I don't know if it's siblings, if you don't have anybody, government, I don't know, man. I tell you, because I didn't have anybody either. But I went through the government and got child care for my son, so I was able to go ahead and still go to school. So if that is a goal of yours and that is a concrete goal, then I feel like you need to readjust some things. Moving on. So I feel like when you refocus on yourself, it requires a lot of self-discipline. Refocusing on yourself means setting boundaries and upping your standards for yourself as well as standards for the people around you. In a nutshell, I feel like it's learning who you are and what you want. Don't be fooled. Refocusing is not a one-time job, as I mentioned earlier. You'll always have distractions. My goal is to not only, I want to help teach other people how to do it, but I need to learn how to do it myself. And when I say this, I don't want to say it as a person like, oh, I didn't figure it out, because girl, not ever, not now. I will maybe one day. You know, it's not that easy. But when you become self-aware, I have to say, when you are self-aware and you are able to really look at your own self and the things that you do and the flaws and the habits that hinder you or just bar you from a lot of things that you want to do, I feel like it's like having a drug addiction or something like that. The first step is acknowledging the problem. Simple. I mean, it could be also simple. So excuse me, I'm going to turn my little page because of course I take notes. So, I feel like there are a couple of tips to help start your journey. I feel like reading is one of them. Just even if it's, I mean, I'm a big self-help kind of person. I like to read a whole bunch of books that are like, how am I going to become a millionaire? And how do I focus on myself? How do I just how do I achieve peace? I look for so many answers. And I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I have found any of them quite yet, but the search is real. When you are after something that you really want in your life, my ultimate goal, I feel like, is achieving stability, achieving, I don't want to say, I mean, yes, wealth, but I don't want to be wealthy in a sense of being rich and famous and things like that. Yes, of course, I would like to be well off. I just feel like I would rather have peace of mind. Like, I'm telling you, I'm sitting here right now with a hazelnut cream candle that I just got from Walmart. The sun is shining, the air is breezy. I'm looking out the window and the flowers are blowing in the wind. Like, that's the type of person I am. I am very calm until you test it. Anyways, I feel like journaling is another one. Now, I've never been the biggest journaler. Is that the way to word it? Let me put it this way. I've never been big at journaling. I try. I mean, I do write poetry and things like that. Just be spur of the moment. But I've never been able to just keep a notebook of my thoughts for, like, more than, like, a month. I'll write in it, and then, like, as the weeks go by, it gets less and less entries and stuff like that. I'm not really good at journaling. But some people are able to really express their emotions more so through journaling. And sometimes I feel like when I say, okay, say if you get into an argument with your friend, I find that the best way for me to express myself is to write it out so I can really think about what it is that I want to say, so it's not in a hurtful way, but I get my point across. So it's something similar to that. Excuse me. The next one is exercise. So I am trying. I am telling you, this one has to be the hardest one for me. Exercise, eating right, drinking water. That is seriously a part of it. Taking your vitamins. It is really a big deal. It really is. And I try to keep up with it, but I'm not gonna sit here and lie to anybody. It's been about like 2 days. The last time that I worked out, me and my friend decided to get drunk and try to lift weights. Excuse me. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I literally had to pause the video because, like, the sneezing, it would not stop for a sec. So I'm just like, you know, I got one on video. I'm not video, but on recording. But you know, ain't nobody trying to hear somebody sneeze for about 5 minutes and then like go get a fucking paper towel and blow their nose. So I had to pause, you guys. Okay, so I was still on exercise. Anyway, it's the last time I had exercise, which was like 2 days ago or so, and my arms still hurt like so fucking bad. Me and my friend decided to drink a little bit and lift weights with her son. It wasn't bad. I mean, the weights weren't like if it sat on my stomach, like I could breathe. Like I was fine. It wasn't like, fucking come get the bar. Come get it now. It was actually pretty easy, and I was actually getting it, motherfucking. But I'm telling you, as I'm sitting here trying to demonstrate with nobody around, my arms hurt. But exercise is a big thing. I'm not saying you have to do it every day, but if you can manage to just start off with like maybe 2 days a week, build it up to three. And then to however many you want, depending on your goal. You know, I feel like maybe I should set my standard myself a little bit lower when it comes to this whole working out thing. Maybe I should go down to like 3 days a week, because a bitch be trying to do like six, bitch, no. No. I can't start off like that. I've been trying this whole Chloe ting on on YouTube. And I'm telling you, she make it look so easy until you start to get to that shit, baby. It is a no-go. So, reading, journaling, exercise. The next one is organization. Organization. It is your best fucking friend. I literally put this as, I wrote a note and it says number one. And then in parentheses, it says clean up. Before I started on the podcast today, I actually took the time to clean my surroundings. I made my bed. I vacuumed and cleaned. You know, I lit my candle. I have the window open so it can breeze through. I like a clean space. When you have a clean space, I feel like you have a clear mind. When you are already stressed and you come into a chaotic household and everything is every fucking where, I promise you, how do I describe it? It makes you feel more like closed in or more stressed. It's just you're looking around like, I don't even feel like getting to this. But I promise you, when you actually get to cleaning it and doing what you need to do, just look around your space and you can actually, I promise you, you will feel the difference. I can't even explain it to you, but I promise you, once you do it, you will feel the difference. You'll look around and be able to sit in your living room and watch TV and look around and be like, oh my God, everything is fucking put up. I can walk around freely. Like, that shit make you want to walk around butt naked, I tell you. Man. So, organization. Anyways, but not just with cleaning your surroundings, organization with... You have to have organization in order to complete goals. You have to develop a sense of time management. You have to. You can't just walk into the shit and be like, okay, well, I'm finna earn $50,000 in 2 weeks. And you don't know what deadlines are. You don't know how to fucking do it. Like, it's just, you have no guideline, no roadmap. When you're organized, I feel like, I don't know. Let me get my thoughts together real quick. When you are organized, you know where everything is. You are more efficient when you are organized. When you are, for example, an entrepreneur, a business owner, why would you have a cluttered surrounding where you have to meet certain deadlines, things have to be out by a certain time? I worked in a warehouse doing shipping and receiving. And that was actually really not the easiest job. But I really liked that job. I really did. Excuse me, but I was only a temp. But I really liked that job. And I was the only black female in there. You know what? I'm going to keep that opinion to myself. Never mind. So, you know, I really liked what I did. I created the manifest. I did BOLs. I put in orders. I made labels. I went to go label pallets. Well, the items on the pallet. And, you know, I directed the people who worked on the forklifts and things like that. So it took a sense of urgency, they had daily goals to be met, daily. So it's a sense of urgency. It's a sense of time management. It's a sense of, when's the deadline? Hey, I have this task that I need to do. I need this completed by this time so I can start this next task. And this can be completed by this time. Period. There is no way around it. Anyways, the next one, because you do need something that you just like to do. Hobbies do actually even include reading, journaling, exercise. But find hobbies, creative outlets. things like painting, things like singing, things like dancing. You know? Shit. You know, if you like playing video games too. Because I like video games. Video games is a hobby for me. And you can actually make money playing video games. So, period. But find things that you really enjoy doing that don't require stress. Music. Things like that. Things you can turn to when you are just really, you're not feeling anything right now. You're not feeling the fucking world. You don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to fucking talk to nobody. Don't fucking call my phone. And when I get like that, what I have is I sing all the time. I'm always dancing. I can't paint. But I can't draw. But I like listening to music. I like just vibing out to my favorite songs. Probably Jenny Aiko. But, yeah, you know. And the last one, which I don't feel like should be the last one. I feel like that should actually be the first one. But it kind of goes hand in hand with organization. It is start your day off right. Make your bed. I have actually... not only have I heard, but since I heard, I decided to do my own research. And I have found that habits of successful people, they wake up. Exercise is definitely in it. It's one of them. Reading, all that shit. But they make their bed. The first thing they do when they wake up in the morning, they make their bed. And I actually have learned through experience that when you really actually get up and just make your bed every morning, it really does set a tone for yourself. It really states like, okay, my bed is made. I don't plan on getting back in here. I got shit I gotta do. It's time to get the fuck up. Let's go. You know? So, I feel like that is a really big part. Especially if you wake up early in the morning. You know you're tired. But if you make that bed, you set them clothes on that bed, bitch, you know it's over. You know it's time to go to work. I promise you. The next thing is, and I really struggle with this because I'm really not a big breakfast person. I am trying my hardest to really get in the habit of when I wake up, give myself maybe 30 minutes to an hour to like, before I can like maybe eat something. Like, I'm not a big breakfast person, but I want to learn how to be a breakfast person. So, because that is the most important meal of the day. So, I want to learn how to be able to eat at that certain time and set the mood for my day. You know, make your bed, eat your breakfast, drink some tea, maybe some coffee. I personally suggest tea, but to each their own. Hell, sometimes I try to figure out how to just not wake up and just have alcohol, you know? But I say start your day off with tea. So I feel like for the many moments you feel lost or distracted, remember, refocus equals reevaluation. Just like getting a quarterly reevaluation at work, it's the same and it never ends. To even begin your journey, I promise you will need to sit with just yourself and refocus. This will set a foundation for your self-care, self-love, and everything in between journey. So, that's it, guys. I just want to thank you very much for joining me on my first episode. I feel like I started off a little rocky, but, you know, I feel like it's just how I normally am, talking to my damn self about shit. So I really hope you enjoyed this, and I really hope that you continue to follow me. I hope you get inspired to create your own podcast, because you can, only on Anchor. Looking ass. Okay, bye guys.